Listening to an extraordinarily busy Breaking News Monday. It's Kevin McCullough Radio Breaking News, what it means and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, this day will not be remembered as Hillary's birthday. It will be the day ACB became Associate Justice. We'd love that. Why are the NYPD busting into Orthodox Jewish homes? Bernie Kerik will be here. But first, a dynamically huge breaking story with Dr. Gina Loudon. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough, and we start right now.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The Vice President, bye. We'll be doing a lid today. No, I hear he's doing the lid till Thursday. Hey, media, is it till Thursday he's doing the lid? Thursday. In other words, he's taking 40% of his campaign. He's going to lid.
And it may be longer than that, because I don't think they've announced that he'll be officially back on the trail on Thursday. But anyway, welcome into a very busy Monday, Kevin McCullough. That was the president. He is barnstorming Pennsylvania today. If you think that Joe Biden's going to win, if you think Scranton Joe is going to sell, tell the people of Allentown, tell the people where the president has been all day today to throngs and throngs of crowds of people. It's just not even close. These polls are so whack, don't even believe them. But friends, I got to get to this next thing, because I tell you, as it came across the wires this morning, my lovely bride elbowed me as we were walking out of the gym. She said, hey, Dr. Gina's Real America's Voice is onto something. You've got to know about this. Here's the headline. Exclusive. Hunter Biden, quote, brought every single person to the White House, the vice president's house. That foreign business partner wanted and received things in exchange. Dr. Gina Loudon here now with us for more details on this story. Gina, you're doing a great job over at Real America's Voice News, and I want everybody to know that. I want them to follow your Real America's Voice on Twitter as well as follow you. But break this down for us. What did Hunter do that Raheem Kassam is breaking today?
Yeah, well, it's Raheem Kassam, and I want everybody to know this. His show is called The National Pulse. It is on our air at Real America's Voice, and yes, please do follow us at Real AB News on Twitter. We are trying to break the stories. We have great newsbreakers like Raheem Kassam, like War Room, like John Solomon, breaking these stories every single day that you won't see anyplace else in the news, frankly, Kevin, right. As you know, and many in the news won't even report the stories that we break that are very consequential like this one. So getting right down to it, what this story tells is Hunter Biden talking about his work with a Mexican businessman, but there are many reports also of him cutting deals with other foreign business leaders and men, expecting what is tantamount, allegedly, to quid pro quo. I mean, he is asking for things in exchange for favors from his father's administration. And this is what essentially the Democrats falsely impeached our president for.
Right.
Precisely what they accused President Trump of, with no basis whatsoever, that we are looking at in black and white with evidence, with data, in Hunter Biden's own words, saying he's asked his father for the things that this man wanted, that he appreciates staying at his villa, that he was gifted artwork, that he has done everything he's been asked to do, and that basically he's risked his father, Joe Biden's, career to do it.
Right. I want to read directly from one of the emails in the story. It says, quote, and I really appreciate, and this is Hunter Biden, Robert Hunter Biden, speaking to the Mexican businessman. He says, I really appreciate you letting me stay at your resort villa. but I have brought every single person you have ever asked me to bring to the effing White House. Now, that gives you a little insight about what they think of the People's House and the Vice President's House. Now, he didn't have to say this, but he put it in writing. He didn't go just to the White House. He went to the Vice President's House and the inauguration. And then he says, you go completely silent. I don't hear from you for months. In other words, he's complaining about the fact that after he gave this Mexican business person all of this access to people in the White House and in the executive branch, that he didn't feel like he was shown his love afterwards. And that, Gina, is exactly what you're talking about, a quid pro quo.
Yeah, and there's a list literally from this businessman saying these are the outstanding things that he wants, with a list of those things. And it is literally listed as outstanding to-dos. And so, like, much like I would leave a honey-do list for the week for my husband when
right,
I got a
right.
I mean, this is truly unbelievable. And the fact that the Democrats are literally in hiding over this, the fact that Joe Biden called a lid on his campaign today makes perfect sense, because how do they respond to this? Where is Hunter? And this, you know, ironically, is one day after Joe Biden, I think, is literally, you know, combusting in his own mind and called our president George Bush yesterday on air, while
right.
Joe Biden sort of sat there awkwardly horrified. I mean, the whole campaign is self-destructing, and the news media is refusing to even acknowledge it outside of Real America's Voice. And I think it's a disgrace, and it tells you where our First Amendment is right now.
Well, let's go one step further. There's obviously a pattern here, Gina. When you're talking about kickbacks from China, when you're talking about kickbacks from Moscow, when you're talking about using the bully pulpit of the vice presidency to basically force an investigation to be changed in the Ukraine so that his son avoids, being observed or being inspected by that investigation. And now you see these other countries, Iran, Mexico, it looks like that they were cutting deals everywhere. And it wasn't something that was post-presidency. It wasn't something that after he was out of office, he was like, well, now I'll use, you know, I'll be a lobbyist. I'll do the things that normal politicians. No, this was during a present administration. It appears to me there may also be several bank accounts in China that were established during his time in office. Everybody's trying to bang on the president for ending a bank account he had in China before he took office. These guys were opening them while they were in office.
While they were in office. And Burisma, of course, is involved in this, as you might expect. And of course, that's led by oligarchs that we've read all about. This involves oil money. People will want to read this article to get far more in depth, and you can at thenationalpulse.com. You can also watch Real America's Voice for more details as it unfolds, and we'll be reporting on it as it unfolds all day. And we are on top of this with all of our investigative reporters. But the crime in this isn't even just that the Biden family has engaged in this, and it looks more and more apparent every day that this is more than allegations, that we have hard evidence on this. But it is the cover-up by the media and even by those who should be investigating this, not just in media, but even inside of our government to the degree that they could be at this point. So there's just a lot here that calls into question not only how much the news media, how far they are willing to go to reelect Biden to keep the elite globalists in power. But you really have to ask yourself the question, what happens if Joe Biden is reelected? How much
right.
of this corruption continues underneath the eyes of the media and the government, who all seem at this point, you know, somewhat responsible for it?
Well, not somewhat. They're looking the other way. The only measure of accountability is looking the other way. Over on Twitter, at Draw and Strike is an account that's worth following. Twitchy has a whole lengthy response on some of these things, too. And here's the thing. It doesn't just involve the Bidens. The Obamas, the Romneys, the Pelosis,
right.
everyone was cashing in. And it wasn't just a little wave, a little trickle of kickback. Gina, it's a tsunami. And it was coming
and now,
at him.
And now, Kevin, it all makes sense why they all hate President Trump so much. This election is we the people versus they the elite. I've said it from day one.
Yep.
And never has a statement grown matured so well.
All right. You got to get over to the nationalpulse.com. Read this and then be watching Real America's Voice. Dr. Gina, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, we continue with this news-breaking edition. Bernie Carrick joins me next. What on earth is going on with the NYPD? We'll break it down. Stay with us.